This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chilling with two N's. I want to say hi to John Sapacetti. Everybody say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Sapacetti.
Hi, John. Sapacetti.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Great name.
Yeah. Environmental news today. Yesterday, the Trumps met with former Vice President Al Gore. The last time I thought Trump talked about climate change, he said it was a hoax invented by the Chinese. But he seems to have softened his stance, as he has done a lot of things in the post-election era. Nobody's really reporting on what they talked about, but duh, what do you think they talked about? And actually, Trump's been talking a lot to people. The Prime Minister of Japan is here to meet with President Obama. He's talked on the phone to Mr. Trump, and the President of Argentina has, so that's cool. So, and then the Carson appointment is to Health and Human Services. That's nice. So here we go. Or is it HUD?
It's actually not Health and Human Services. It's HUD, yeah.
Why wouldn't he have done Health and Human Services?
What does he know about housing and urban development?
Well, he's a smart guy, and he's a problem solver. That's by nature what, you know, what neurosurgeons do. But I don't really understand this one. Tom Price got the position for Health and Human Services. He's an excellent candidate because he actually has a plan. When you hear a bunch of Republicans saying repeal and replace Obamacare, he actually has a plan that would replace Obamacare. So that's why Tom Price got the Health and Human Services position. I'm still not sure why Ben Carson wouldn't be like Surgeon General or something like that. But
yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure he's smart. I mean, he's a smart guy. He can figure it out, I guess.
Other environmental news. You've heard us talking about the barrier reef, the Great Barrier Reef being in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Australian government says they're going to spend $1.3 billion over the next few years to fix it. They want to make sure that this is something that a lot of people go to Australia to do. Is go out to the Great Barrier Reef, but it's in a lot of trouble at the moment. The reef has suffered the biggest coral die-off ever. And I don't know whether it's back to global warming, climate change, temperatures.
Well, it's the temperatures of the water. I mean, you can talk about like emissions and all that other stuff, but the one thing that is that's killing the oceans is the carbon emissions. The amount of carbon in the air is warming the water, and that's what's killing off the coral reef, and that's causing the melting of the icebergs and the floodings and things like that. I mean, this water level's rising.
I'm not too sure the plastic in the water is doing it much good either.
Not at all.
Plastic that we're now finding everywhere in the ocean, all over the place. Good God, what are we doing?
I know. And it's broken down into such fine particles now, you can't even collect it.
But the fish can eat it. Then we can collect it afterwards to eat the fish.
We eat it. We have plastic in our bloods. And our bloodstreams.
During the news, I'm looking at some more results of our blood tests and the things that are in that aren't enough. That we don't have enough zinc, either of us, enough copper, a couple of other things that I found. But we do have enough plastic.
That's good.
Here's some good news. A coat that transforms into a sleeping bag will be able to keep the homeless warm this winter.
It's a great idea.
The Empowerment Plan hires single parents from Detroit in the homeless areas. They have created positions helping the employees get back on their feet, get a steady paycheck, have a place to live. And so this new coat that they have came from, is this the Empowerment Plan? Is this the company that has developed this coat? Is that where it comes from? They have 15,000 coats they're going to share with homeless people around our country and in Canada. So
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out where they actually make these on in that location, right?
They do, and they hire homeless, formerly homeless people to make the coats. And I think that's where the design came from. They got a lot of input from, you know, from the homeless people who now work for them. And they asking questions like, what, you know, when you were homeless and living on the streets of Detroit in the winter, what, you know, what did you use to stay warm? And what could you have used to make it better? And that's how this coat was born, which is really interesting. I love organizations that hire to help people transition from homelessness.
Good.
It's such a big problem, and no one wants to hire them.
Yeah, no, they don't. At this time of year, though, it's especially important for a couple of reasons. A, it's the Christmas season, and B, it's the winter season.
Right.
So a lot of these people wouldn't make it. They don't have some way, in any way you measure, they wouldn't make it because they don't have any money, they have any place to stay. These people that freeze to death, Detroit can be a pretty cold place from this time until the end of March, 1st of April. Detroit's not the warmest place in the world. And so these people, and you can say that for every city has its homeless problem. I don't know, though, the last time I checked, more the best, the most popular place, it seems, in the country for homeless is Santa Monica.
Why wouldn't it be? I mean,
they have handouts, there's warm weather.
The weather is nice, the view is gorgeous, they're right on the water.
I used to live in a place I could walk to the studio on Broadway, and I would literally, I've done this twice in my life, because when I go to work in Los Angeles, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And so when I used to walk, I would be walking over these people in order to get into. There was a bench on the way, and there were the grass out on Ocean Boulevard. They'd just be sleeping on the grass, which is a really an interesting contrast. When I was working in Washington back in the early 90s, I had to walk over people that were asleep on the grates on Pennsylvania Avenue. The studio was
to keep warm,
1800, just 2 blocks up from the White House, 1800 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I had to literally walk over these people to get into the building, because the building had the exhaust grates were right in front of the building, and that's where the warm air came out of the building that they exchanged with the air, the cool air that was there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see that in New York City, too, where I am.
Oh, yeah.
The subway exhausts are a lot warmer.
But this is the holiday season, so we have a different attitude. I think we do, for the most part. We are more interested in helping. It is I just find, when I think back about the first time I ever gave anything to anybody was in the holiday season. My mother and I were walking through downtown Framingham. I think I was 5 years old. And there was a homeless man sitting. He had no legs, and he was blind. And he was sitting on the, I remember like it was yesterday, in front of the Woolworth store. And he was just sitting there asking for money. And I looked at him, and I burst into tears. And I said to my mother, what is that person? I think I said to her, what's that thing? And we went back and gave him a quarter. My mother gave me a quarter to give him. He had a tin cup. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was, 65 years ago? Yesterday. I can still see this guy. And
so much. Sorry, Dougie, go ahead.
Well, I think we feel, at this time in my life, and maybe in everybody's life, depending on what you've experienced, you think about, I'm now thinking, this is the first time that came into my mind, but I tend to, from now through Christmas, as Jennifer will tell you, Victoria, become more reflective of things. And we all go there, a longing for times gone by. I remember as a child, we used to have, as a matter of fact, I still own the trailer, that when we were kids, we get on this trailer and fill it up with hay, and the Ferguson tractor was hooked up to the hay wagon, and we had lights on it, and we'd go up and down the street, and Christmas Eve, we'd sing Christmas carols, and did it for all the time I was a kid. So when I took over the farm, I tried to rejuvenate it and try to redo it. Nobody was interested. But
aren't you the one who hates hay rides? I remember we're talking about that.
Not at
Halloween.
Christmas, though.
Christmas is all right.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a scientific overview done that now explores the feelings of nostalgia that we all have for the time that went by. And apparently it serves as a very positive function. It improves your mood. It improves your mental outlook on things. There's a new paper that came out this week that illuminates why nostalgia and going back some works. Nostalgia does not cement you in the past, but it actually raises your vitality. It raises your spirit. It makes you feel. Now, I'm more giving. When I think about that man, I want to give to help other people. Nostalgia and what it does for our emotions, even if you're wary of not wanting to feel like I just explained to you, this guy who had no legs and was blind, you know, that it scared me when I was five. But now it puts me into a place that makes me, I don't know, more sympathetic is probably the right word for it, but more eager to do things for people who aren't as well off as I am. And that's just me. But don't we all have that sort of feeling in a way this time of year? It's so marvelous.
I mean, that's why so many people do donation drives, because I think just psychologically you look around. This is a time of year where we're reminded about our blessings.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they capitalize on that. But, you know, I think one of the things that just makes me so sad is that the people that we're describing, the people that are out there on the streets, it's not because they don't have anything. I mean, that's, there are a lot of programs, and the people who legitimately lose things take advantage of those programs.
Yes,
I mean, the people that we're
take,
talking about that are the ones that have mental illness and who are sick. And, you know, I'm so hopeful that at some point, and I don't know if it's Trump or whoever it's going to be, somebody needs to start talking about this mental illness problem that's going on in this country, because it is very serious. No one's addressing it.
Agreed.
It's causing violence among
young
people.
This guy,
and it's causing homelessness in older people.
We were talking about
horrible.
This guy earlier who went to the same place to have arguments. He had, it was like he was waiting there to stalk people to have some kind of a little road rage or have a fender bender.
Oh, the guy
road
who
rage.
Shot Joe McKnight. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And he's allowed to have a gun, so there you go. Now, it's the first time it was road rage and he punched somebody and wasn't charged, and now he shot Joe McKnight and killed him, so.
Yeah. But these are mentally ill, these are disturbed, these people are insane by definition. What are they doing on the street? What are we, as American citizens and patriots, doing to help these people, whether it's this time of year or any time of year? Those people need help. There are a lot of people getting help that don't need it, don't deserve it. Those people do.
And I'm always about less government just by nature, but this is one of those things where we need to have some sort of federal. I mean, look, I love Ronald Reagan. I love his legacy. But the one thing he did is he took out mental institutions, and that was because they were really bad places. But instead of redoing them and making them good, kind places, they just got rid of them altogether, and that's a problem.
Was a good plan. 19 past the hour with DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 4.125% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list. And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
All right, time to get back to the Xmas music, so, which is so highly touted because we
getting into the mood. This is the number 44 song on the holiday list from Billboard magazine.
Andy Williams version of Sleigh Ride. Crank it up, Kara.
We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Come on, Jennifer, who wrote this?
There's a birthday
instrumentalist, orchestra leader. You know who wrote this song?
Redneck.
That's close.
We'll be singing songs we love to sing. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No. Nope. Keep going. Andre Castellanos. You never would have guessed that.
No. I like Del Redneck, though. That's a way back.
Yeah, it's very strong. Yep. All right, so this gets us. Come on, a little more of this. This is one of my favorite secular Christmas tunes. This is what Christmas music on the radio ought to be about. There's nothing.
Isn't it exactly this?
No, it isn't. There's so many. Well, there's, in most communities that have two radio stations that are playing Christmas music, there's always one that's smart enough to take the secular music like this and upbeat stuff and play it. And then there's the other station that does, oh, come all ye faithful, joyous and triumphant, oh come. Yes.
I don't know what channel you're listening to. I've never heard that before.
It's terrible, some of that stuff.
Light FM, which is FM station here in New York City, they on Thanksgiving, they switch over, and they only play Christmas music all the way through.
But is it
New Year's
the
Day?
Good, the secular Christmas music?
It's good
music
stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Secular meaning like non-religious?
Secular is non-religious, yes. Yep. The religious
but all
stuff
of Christmas music is religious.
Downer stuff. I didn't know rocking around a Christmas tree isn't religious, for God's sakes.
Well, no, not that, but... No, but I mean, they play a mix of everything, like new Taylor Swift stuff and...
That's my... Well, it depends on... I'm not talking about who's doing it. I'm talking about what the context
stuff.
Of the music is.
That's a mix of everything.
Yeah. No, you're not getting my point. Well, I guess I'll move on.
Yeah,
I can do that. 26
moving
times.
On.
Yeah, moving on. Lady Gaga has been interviewed. She was rather poignant on the Today Show.
She says she has a problem with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which began after she was raped at the age of 19. Man, I can imagine that. She said on the show, I shared one of my deepest secrets with the world. Secrets keep you sick with shame. She was visiting a homeless shelter also for LGBTQ youth. Spoke to teenagers who battle with mental trauma. There are a lot of people who are unfortunately not right who say that if you're a lesbian or you're a gay person or bisexual or you're transsexual or the queer, whatever terminology you use, that you're sick. And I believe the people who say that are sick. Right? I don't buy into that at all. There is a mental illness. Was it back to what we were saying, Jennifer, a few minutes ago? This is part of that whole mental illness block.
Bringing it out of the shadows and talking about it.
Yeah. Well, never mind talking about it. Do something about it.
Right.
We need to be doing something about it. So, and there's way, I mean, this is not the first time we've said this, way, way too much. I want to talk about this in a little bit. The old boys club and how it's reflected in so many different ways. It's just wrong for these people to get away with this sort of thing at the hands of young and most often innocent people. But, you know, the good old boys club maintains its stranglehold on most society. We can say that's not the way it is in America, and we can hope and wish that it weren't, but there's still so many pockets of it. And I'm going to give you an example of that in just a few minutes as we continue with the conversation here. DJ, say it again, Doug. DJB at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you as a good pet guardian to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Another good day. This is the DJV Experience. The show can be followed on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. You can like us on Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Everybody remember who he is?
Sure.
Facing trials. You don't remember, Victoria?
No. Which one is he?
Okay. He was the guy who deserted.
Right.
And he was a prisoner of war in Afghanistan.
Oh, right.
Remember him?
And then we traded to get him back, five people out of Gitmo for one of him. And then it seemed like there was weird circumstances that he actually ran away and he wasn't captured. I think the thought was that he was captured, but he actually ran away.
Been charged with desertion. Yes.
Yeah.
So his legal team has launched an effort after the election, submitting copies of a clemency application to the president. He's the president in residence. Let's see. His legal team asked for a preemptive pardon to avoid the trial schedule for next April. They want to beat the clock because they don't think Donald Trump will be too interested in helping Mr. Bergdahl out. As a matter of fact, apparently, I don't remember hearing this, but Trump has, I'm told, frequently lashed out at Bergdahl in rallies here and there, once even doing a pantomime routine, shooting him while calling him a dirty, rotten traitor. He made it clear he believes Bergdahl ought to have been executed. I don't agree with that, but that's
it. I don't. I mean, there are a lot of weird things that get taken out of context.
Of course.
Trump says a lot of weird things.
Yeah, and, right.
You know.
Anyway.
But the guy deserted. I mean, I don't know.
So what does he get for that? What does he deserve? If he deserted, if that's really what happened, what should he face? What's a, if he left his post, he was in Afghanistan. This is back, what, 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something. He was snatched up by the bad guys. He was in captivity for 5 years. The Army recommended against jail time for him, but a commander later ordered that he be prosecuted in a court-martial. So he could get a life sentence. He could
go away.
I don't
know if it's a life sentence, but I feel like there needs to be something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you put your people, you put the lives of American soldiers that are already in danger, in even more danger, trying to hunt to come find you because you were captured, I'm using air quotes. I mean, yeah, the guy was captured, but he went on his own. I mean, he kind of took off on his own. I mean, is that fair to put your neighbors and your brothers in jeopardy, brothers and sisters? I don't know.
Well, at what point, you see, then you get into this whole philosophical thing about why we were in Afghanistan in the first place.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that's not the argument.
Yeah,
the argument
that's the surface argument, but you can dig deeper into it. Why was he there in the first, I mean, you can go down, you can go forever. But whatever, however far you dig down in this, there still is a ramification here, and it's very difficult to know what the right thing to do is. In this,
I mean, I just feel like if we were in a system where there was a draft, I could kind of play this out a little more. Okay, he freaked out. He was drafted in. But this was something that he entered into by choice. And you
knowing full well what was going to happen, potentially.
You have a
code. So, Victoria, you agree with Jennifer?
Yeah. I mean, to me, yes, there's always a philosophical argument. And, you know, I'm a pacifist and all that. But, you know, if you sign up for the job, you follow the rules. If you break the rules, there's ramifications, especially when lives are on the line. So, you know, the point of being a soldier is to take the philosophy and the individual thinking out of the context. It's supposed to be you follow the chain of command, and that's how lives are saved. So this guy, I mean, he went AWOL. So, you know, I don't think what he did is defensible.
All right. That's a strong statement, but obviously is the way you feel about it, and I have an argument with it. I don't really know. Because of my antagonism toward the Iraq War and the Afghanistani War, that it continued, I think going into Afghanistan was the smart play after September 11th, but then there were other things afoot that had nothing to do with what really happened September 11th, and we know what the ramifications of that have been almost $4 trillion later, and how many tens of thousands of American lives lost for nothing.
If this was a more, let's say, justifiable war to you, would you have a different stance on this case individually?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yep, I would. Yep. All right. There's a study that is out today in the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe on a suit filed last month that names three women and a black man as plaintiffs. They are suing the Massachusetts State Police because the agency passed over women and minority troopers as a regular course. You've heard me say on this program any number of times that Boston is maybe the racist, most racist city in our country. I know we all think that the racism exists in the southern part of our country only. No. Boston
is horrible.
Is a horrible
hotbed. It really is.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
And it isn't just blacks and whites, it's Irish against Italian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like the old-time street wars. Yeah. My father was an orphan, and he was in the Irish gangs, and they used to take chains and knives and go chase the Italians out of South Boston, tell them to stay in East Boston. And same thing happened. You go to East Boston, Italians do the same thing to the Irish that came from South Boston. And it was the receipt. A lot of people today think racism is all about black and white, and it isn't. There are all kinds of ways of expressing racism. The Japanese are the most racist people on the face of the earth. They can't stand anybody who isn't just like them, other than big blonde women. They like big blonde women, but they don't like Chinese people. They don't like Koreans. They don't like Americans. They don't like anybody. And it's so obvious if you get involved in the culture of the country. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this suit here. The suit alleges that a lot of high-ranking and better-paying jobs are never posted, and apparently the Globe Spotlight team has gone into this and found out that that's true. They don't. The white guys on the top, they never, if they take care of the people who they want to see get the jobs, they just give them the jobs. They don't go to civil service. They don't. I mean, I don't know how they've been getting away with this for this long, because there are really stringent rules about that stuff. So all of the jobs, if they do get posted, are filled by white guys, white men, within hours. And most of the time they have less impressive qualifications than women and minority candidates who are trying to get the same jobs. But it doesn't make any difference, because they're black and they're women, and the white guys keep moving up. You talk about an Irish mafia. The Boston police have been nothing but an Irish mafia. And if you don't think that's even a caricature of the city, when the Mark Wahlberg movie comes out, which I think is this Friday, or next Friday, about the Boston Marathon, wait till you see how the cops are all portrayed. They are all portrayed as white Irish guys, because that's pretty much what's there. White Irish guys. The spokesperson for the police say, no, that's not true. We promoted and seek to promote qualified women and officers of color. So these three women stand up and say, okay, look at us. And they apparently are the most qualified. It's just, since Bratton was the police commissioner in Boston, the police department has gone downhill. All kinds of horrible, horrendous things. I go, why is it that these people who get into these jobs feel the power and they abuse their power? I don't say everybody does, but, man, in this circumstance.
Seems like it, yeah.
Well, I have a friend who was the police chief here in Framingham for 14 years. He and I
He's the one that got you out of jail when you got arrested, right?
Yes, he is the one who got me out of jail. Thank you.
What'd you get arrested for? Someone tried to give you a ticket and you refused or something?
Right, so I guess apparently we're going to go off of what I was talking about. We're going
to go down
the street here.
What'd you get arrested for?
I was arrested
Public nudity.
No. I had my clothes on.
You're like, sir, it's not that cold outside.
Yeah. I was driving. I had my farm truck, but I had just put different plates on the truck. It was a commercial plate. And I was supposed to have, some kind of a sticker on the truck for the fuel tank. I mean, it's a long, silly story.
Okay. Anyway, so the police guy takes me. You didn't commit a crime, like a crime.
No, well, I didn't. What he?
That's an infraction.
The police officer looked at my license and came up with, because I was a Framingham resident, he didn't use my driver's license, which was not a Massachusetts license. He used my Social Security number, and I don't know how he found it. Frankly, they put in the address that was on the license. They came over there anyway. So they found allegedly that I had not served on a jury duty in 1988 or something. And so because I hadn't, I was handcuffed, put in the back of a cruiser, and brought down to the police station. And I was fingerprinted. I was photoshopped or whatever they do.
Photoshopped. In front of the Las Vegas sign, like what?
Yeah, I know, right? Like Flat Stanley.
So then I got put into a cell, and I was there for about 5 minutes. And the guy who was the chief's assistant, great guy named Mike Donnelly, came downstairs and said, "What are you doing in here?" I said, "You ask your guy over there. This is ridiculous." And they said I didn't serve on a jury. I didn't serve. I was the foreman of the jury, and I have a plaque that says that I was the foreman of the jury.
Wow.
So I had to post $50 bond. I waited for 3 hours in the jail with Donnelly sitting. We were just talking about all kinds of things in town. And then I was arrested another time, though. The chief came to get me when I was arrested for speeding in Weston, and I went to jail. And the sergeant, when he saw that the chief came to get me, swallowed hard and got me out. But I really wasn't speeding. I had something. There was something they found wrong with the car. I don't remember what it was, but it was no reason to arrest me.
I was going to say, how does anyone get arrested for speeding?
Well, I may have had a bad attitude toward
these
police.
Oh, really? People get arrested.
Right. Exactly.
All I know is
I was waiting for
something
that
like this. Jen, Doug's not going to be on this morning because he was arrested. What?
Yeah.
The officer did go run and hide, though, when he saw the Framingham police chief come get me out. My one call. I want my one call. And the guy says to me, he keeps saying to me, you better keep quiet. It'll go easier for you. I said, what is it? I'm not arrested for being, I'm not a murderer. Yes, but you've committed a serious infraction. Really? And I was speaking, I was asking you questions. Basically, that's what I was doing, is asking him questions. I said, I wanted to know if he had his radar gun calibrated. And he didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was never going to end well, Doug.
I mean, you should have known.
No, it was actually an interesting experience. All right, we better stop all of this stuff because we need some time for the television report up next here.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code ELF between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's get to the story about New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, who still is everywhere, even though American Idol is off the air. Has he got a new gig, though, to replace that? Is he going to host some television show? Anybody know?
Oh, I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, probably.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve is going to be in the Central Time Zone, as well as the East Time Zone and the West Time Zone. They're going to be performing... So they cut away for each of these places. They're going to be in New Orleans, New York, and Los Angeles, right? And they cut away for places, going on in each of those places. Is that right?
Yeah, they have performances and stuff that they go back and forth.
Mariah Carey this year. Thomas Rhett, who's he?
Thomas Rhett is a country singer. Oh. Son of Rhett Akins.
Gloria Estefan. So that's good. I like that. All right, Jen, what are we watching tonight that is of interest?
Oh, we're watching tonight This Is Us, my favorite show on TV. It's their last episode before the break, I think. So this will be a good one. Cliffhanger. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is celebrating the holidays on Fox at 8 p.m. Also, if you want to watch something a little lighter, there is a holiday edition of Chopped Junior going on right now on Food Network at 8 p.m. It's where kids, young people, compete in this cooking competition to celebrate the holidays. It's cute.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a
What did you watch last night you liked?
What did I watch? Oh, I watched another episode, old one, of Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp.
I saw a little bit of the Victoria's Secret fashion show and felt really bad about myself.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have back Amy Newmark, who is known far and wide as the author and editor-in-chief, publisher of all those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books. In a moment, we're going to talk about why Amy decided to jump off a cliff. Huh. Maybe he made her happy. It's from the book, Simply Happy. We'll find out. Is this lady for real or not? Up next here.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 56 after the hour now, as we welcome in Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I was reading in one of the books a chapter on love called Discretion is the Better Part of Marriage. I don't think it just holds for marriage. I think discretion is the better part of any really good relationship. Don't you think that is? Well, under the circumstance, whether you're married or not, it's very important to be discreet. And sometimes we learn that. I learned the lesson, I don't know if it's the hard way, but I think that there are things that you talk about and the things that you don't talk about, right? Don't you agree? In relationships?
I think that's true. I don't know what that has to do with jumping off a cliff in the Middle East, except
it doesn't have anything to do with it. It has nothing, not a thing to do with it, other than it was something that attracted my attention from one of your other Chicken Soup for the Soul books. But,
oh, well, I'm glad you found something good in there.
Yep. Okay, so let's go to this situation, the cliff. Why did you decide you wanted to jump off of a cliff?
I did it because I was afraid to do it, and ever since I hit 50, I've been trying to do things that I'm afraid of because I don't want to fall into a rut and have a life that gets narrower and narrower. So I keep trying to step outside my comfort zone because it makes me feel younger and more dynamic and more a part of the world.
And so, when did you stop feeling like you were not dynamic and not a part of the world?
Well, I was afraid I was starting to be that way around the time I turned 50. So I started doing these new things, and the best way to force yourself to do them is to tell people you're going to. So when I wrote the Simply Happy book, I put in the book that I was going to go to Oman and I was going to jump off this 1,000-foot cliff and paraglide down to the beach. And by putting it in the book, I became accountable for it, and I had to do it, and I did it.
Were you in tandem, or were you strapped to an instructor?
You're strapped to a person. And here was the thing, though. I thought that there would be like a fixed, rigid wing. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, what could go wrong? Like, I would never jump out of an airplane because I don't like the idea of the loose fabric and all those strings, and what if they get tangled, or what if the fabric doesn't fill with air? So I'm standing on top of the cliff, and I'm being, you know, clipped onto the guy, and I look behind us, and it's loose fabric lying on the ground with lots of strings. And then I realized, oh, it's paragliding because you use a parachute.
Oh, not hang gliding.
But I didn't have time to get out of it because they were like, you have to run, and if you stop running, it won't fill with air. So run to the end of the cliff and jump. There's nothing you can do. And so I just did it with this gigantic Bulgarian guy behind me who I was tethered to.
There you go. All right, that's a story from...
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.